This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from The Way of Health, a nonprofit health clinic emphasizing internal medicine, including special programs for mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, Chinese medicine, and acupuncture. The Way of Health is located at the corner of Southeast Market at 106th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-788-4165. The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guests are Dr. Deirdre Auxerre and Dr. Haosung Zhang. Dr. Auxerre is a naturopathic physician and licensed acupuncturist here in Portland. She is currently a second-year resident at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine. And in addition to chronic pain and headache management, our topics for today, Dr. Auxerre's practice focuses on women's health and cancer prevention and treatment. Our second guest is Dr. Zhang. Dr. Zhang is a graduate of Chengdu University of Traditional Chinese Medicine in China, and he has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese medicine for over 20 years, beginning at the age of 15. He has been a faculty member and a clinical supervisor of classical Chinese medicine at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine since 1997. And our topic today is both naturopathic and Chinese medical management of chronic pain and chronic headaches. So if you'd like to join the conversation and ask these two practitioners any questions, the number here at the studio is 503-231-8187. So I would imagine most of our listeners on Health Watch would probably be wondering what a Chinese practitioner and what a naturopathic practitioner would offer that was different than going to a conventional physician. So maybe we can start with the philosophy of pain. And Dr. Zhang, maybe you could start with how a Chinese medical practitioner would characterize pain and how, maybe the ways in which that's different than the way we view it in the West.
Yes, in Chinese medicine, we describe the pain, which means there's some blockage in your body. We focus on, you know, like we describe your body has meridians, the energy is running in the meridians. So if there's anything cause energy getting stuck, so there's blockage, that's pain comes out.
And so from a Chinese perspective, are there different causes of pain other than blockage? Or are there ways in which you can get blockage that are different than the way we would imagine it in the West?
Yes, we describe there's like external pathogens, such as cold, heat, wind, dampness, or they can invade your body, block the energy. And also there's inter-causes, like stress, you know, when you can tense up, or maybe like improper diet, eat too much, or maybe some other, like we call the blood stasis, a frame, damp, you know, just block the energy. Anything just like makes the energy getting stagnant, then the pain will come out.
I would think a lot of people might be surprised to hear that being exposed to the elements, to cold or dampness or wind or eating poorly could actually affect pain levels in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, I always, when I see my patient and also when I teach my student, always use example to describe what's going on inside our body. Just like we observe nature, like running water. If you keep running, there's no bad odor. So if for some reason the water getting stocked, you're getting blocked, then the bad odor comes out soon. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the same thing happening in our body.
And Dr. Auxerre, how about from a naturopathic perspective? Is there something you can add that would flesh out some people's what the approach would be from a naturopathic perspective?
Well, absolutely. And I think a lot of what Dr. Zhang said holds true for naturopathic medicine as well. But with chronic pain and chronic headaches, I usually look to inflammation in the body as the ultimate cause. And then trying to uncover where that inflammation comes from is a lot of what we do with our treatment. So we might find other ways to measure inflammation in the body in addition to the headache and the chronic pain.
And what would be some of the things you would do from an investigating perspective to figure out if someone's suffering from hidden inflammation?
Well, initially we might do just some baseline blood work to take a look at how their level of inflammation is and just use that as a guide. Also, I always look to diet, and there are many foods that we know through experience that cause inflammation in the body. So if that person has a large amount of that certain food in their diet, that might also be an indication for me of their level of inflammation.
We're talking today with Dr. Zhang, a Chinese medical practitioner, and Dr. Osser, a naturopathic physician and acupuncturist, about chronic pain management and chronic headaches. If you'd like to join the conversation here on Health Watch, the number is 503-231-8187. So what would you consider to be some of the drawbacks or the dangers of conventional treatment? I think most people, they feel pain, they take an aspirin or an ibuprofen or maybe a stronger painkiller depending on what condition they have. And are there downsides to doing that?
Well, I can address that first. Absolutely, you know, as we've seen recently with the whole COX-2 scandal, often with the pharmaceuticals that interfere with what we call the pain cascade in the body, there can be hidden effects that we may not uncover for a long time. So what we don't know with some of these medications is what those long-term effects will be. And also what I've found is that many of them, you mentioned aspirin and ibuprofen, I think, many of them will affect the symptom of the pain, but they may not deal with, as I said earlier, the underlying inflammation. And so that's where I like to focus and try to uncover that cause so that we can stop it where it starts.
And Dr. Zhang, from a Chinese perspective, are there problems with using a lot of painkillers?
So once again, the painkiller, you know, based on Chinese medicine the philosophy, you know, just like something you suppress your body, you don't feel anything, you know, but the problem is still there. So that's what we see in clinic, the patient taking, at the beginning, take ibuprofen, Advil, it worked. Then, you know, if they keep doing, then they just need a stronger one, and finally the strongest one, you know, also doesn't work. You know, a lot of times the people, you know, at that stage, they're just looking for something else. They come to us, you know, we helped them.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's, I think, most important thing is you still, you know, treat the root. I agree with Dr., you know, Deirdre, you know.
Sure.
Her opinion, yeah.
Well, let's take our first caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Hello. I don't know whether you can answer some of my questions. I'm curious about some. The naturopathic doctors in this country, do most of them, whether they do that kind of work or not, support knee implants, hip replacements, and those things on the heart, I guess the valves and that? And I have another question. Do generally the naturopathic doctors in this country feel uncomfortable or don't feel competent? Like, say, you know, people in this country go to psychiatrists, like to get medication and other things for this, their so-called mental illness. So do naturopathic doctors do not want to treat these people or what? Okay, I will listen to you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'd love to answer those questions. I'll start with the first question about implants and surgeries. Well, I can't speak for all the naturopathic physicians in this country, but I can speak for myself and my training and many of my colleagues that I've talked about this topic with. And we certainly advocate life-saving techniques, so heart valve replacement when they're necessary, and certainly knee surgeries, that's an individual choice for the patient. What my goal is to work with people early enough so that they never get to the point where they need those replacements. And that is a successful possibility that we can offer to our patients if they work with us early enough in the phase of arthritis or even just the early stages of knee pain or pain in other joints, that we can help them decrease that inflammation so that they never get to the point where they need surgery. And to the second question, what was the second question again?
I'm not sure I actually remember myself.
It was regarding...
the mental...
That's right, yeah. Regarding medications for mental illness. And this topic, I think, depends on the training of the naturopathic physician. Many of us also, we can help support the nervous system and decrease the level of inflammation, which ultimately can help balance the mental-emotional state of our patient. We do have great success at doing this. As to whether or not a patient needs to take medication or whether they should take medication, again, that's a very personal decision for the individual, and it depends on what avenues they've already tried or what they're willing to try at the current time. But we have a lot to offer to help them, but I cannot say that I'm against those medications completely, because I have found in many patients that they can help just for a short period of time or even for an extended period of time if necessary.
So we're talking today with Dr. Orser, naturopathic physician, and Dr. Zhang, Chinese medical practitioner, about chronic pain management and chronic headaches. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number here is 503-231-8187. So probably the first thing, Dr. Zhang, that people think of in Chinese medicine in America is of acupuncture, because it's a very unusual treatment for the average person in America who's never had it done. So perhaps you could just give us a brief introduction on the experience for a patient. I'm sure people wonder whether it's painful itself. In order to help with pain, that do they have to suffer a lot of pain to get better?
Yes. first time when came here back in 1997, you know, when first treat patient here, you know, a lot of times just, you know, patients come just really curious about, you know, you stick a needle into their body. Mm-hmm. And they also, for the first time patient, always they come in, they expect something happen. What I told them, I've been telling them, is that we work together, we teamed up, just make your body try to be relaxed. So that's like when your body is relaxed, you know, which try to help flow the energy. You know, back to the same question before we talked about. If the energy flow is freely, smoothly, then everything will be fine. So that's why I give my patient, you know, like the work. We work together, make your body relaxed. Sometimes they won't believe me. You stick a needle into my body, ask me to be relaxed. But after the patient get a couple treatments, you know, magic happens. Since the needle goes in, they just immediately just relaxed. So that's what we want. We really just help the energy flow. See, if the energy flow freely, smoothly, so your body will manage them itself. They keep the good part, get rid of the toxicity or the bad part. You know, that's Chinese medicine talking about, you know, focus on trying to promote your own ability. Just make your body work well, then your body manages themselves.
Well, let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I had a question for the lady doctor that's on there.
Okay.
And I was wondering about, I just tuned in and heard her talking about mental illness and naturopathic medicine for that.
Today's topic is actually chronic pain and chronic headaches. So if you had a question specific to that, that would be appropriate for now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't then.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And Dr. Osser, from a naturopathic perspective, what about a dietary philosophy in pain?
Well, I absolutely believe that diet affects our chronic pain in our body. And I've found with, I can say almost all the patients that I've worked with who suffer from chronic pain or chronic migraines, that there is some level of dietary change that we can make that will hugely improve their level of comfort in their life. And there's sort of a top 10 list of foods that we look at that are most inflammatory. And I have what's called an anti-inflammatory diet that I will often give to patients that really helps them suss out which foods are going to increase my level of inflammation in my body and hence increase my level of pain.
And what about specifically food allergies? I know there's foods that are more inflammatory than others, but maybe one person's allergic to that food and another person isn't, for instance.
Can you repeat the question?
Is there a role of food allergies, specifically if someone has a food allergy, is that play a component potentially in someone's joint pain or in frequent migraines?
Absolutely. And without getting too detailed into immunology, there are certain foods that when a person has what we call a sensitivity or a food allergy to those foods, their immune system will react to that food as if it's an invader. And then what happens is that there becomes a what we call an immune complex, which is a rather large molecule that circulates through the blood and often can also wreak havoc or cause inflammation in the joints or, increase the level of inflammation. And so decreasing that particular food allergen for that person will decrease these immune complexes and allow the level of inflammation to be decreased again.
And Dr. Zhang, do the Chinese have a connection with digestion and food and pain management?
Yes, because the food is how our body get the nourishment, get the nutrient. So we call it improper diet. That's like also number one internal cause, you know, for not only chronic pain or chronic headache, some other problem, the same thing, you know, because if you don't eat right, or maybe your body not good with certain food, you still eat it, which causes stagnation of energy. So accumulation in your body causes the energy getting blocked. Once again, the problem gonna comes up.
And are there particular foods that are good for helping unblock blockages?
Yeah, that's like based on Chinese medicine philosophy. Different people that have a different constitution. So we need to look at what's your constitution. For instance, sometimes people always complain about, you know, I'm a cold person. Some people, they're, you know, complain about I'm a hot person. Cold person, you know, it's good to eat some, you know, warming food. A hot person is good to eat some cooling food. So it depends on what's your constitution once again, yeah.
Which would happen, you'd discover that through an evaluation with a Chinese medical doctor, I would imagine.
Yes.
What your constitution is?
Yes, yeah. They will take a look at your whole, you know, body, take your powers, look at your tongue, ask your questions, you know, all later on determine what you have. Yeah, what's the problem, you know, and also there's a whole theory about it, based on some organ system, you know, where the problem is, you know, which meridian is blocked, yeah.
Let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I've had a lot of problems with pain in my knee and in my hips in the past, and one of the things I started looking on the internet first for solutions. And one of the things that I found was that nightshades, like tomatoes and potatoes and things in that family of plant, caused a lot of inflammation in the body. So about a year ago, I stopped eating all nightshades, and I've noticed a drastic improvement. So I guess my question is, how do you go about identifying those foods that are going to react badly in your body? Now, one of the things that I have noticed is that if I eat something that's going to cause a reaction, the very first place I notice a reaction is on my tongue, and it's usually within an hour of eating it, I'll get a small blister or a bubble on the edge of my tongue, and that tells me don't eat that no more. So how do you identify the foods that are bad for you?
That's a great question.
I'll take my answer off here.
Thank you.
That is a great question. Thank you for calling in with that. Well, as I said earlier, and this is naturopathically, there is a top 10 inflammatory food list, and especially for chronic pain, nightshades are on that top 10 list. So when a patient comes in to see me, I'll give them a few options about how we can investigate which foods are the most inflammation-causing for them. One of the ways that we can do it is I'll give them this copy of the anti-inflammatory diet, and then they can begin the investigative process on their own. They can eliminate certain foods or go ahead and eliminate all of those foods and gradually add them back in after a period of about 4 to 6 weeks and see what symptoms return after they add them back in. That's one option. Another option is that we can do a blood test, which tests for what we call IgG and IgE antibodies to certain foods in the blood. And this gives us another gauge for testing whether a person's system is reacting to a food. There's another type or a sort of a group of tests that we can also refer for, which are called EAV testing or Vega testing. They have various names. And these tests actually check the meridian energetic flow of the body to a certain food. So when that food is introduced into the person's hand, does that interfere with the flow of the meridian? And as Dr. Zhang was talking about earlier, the dietary influences can cause blockages in the flow of qi in the body. And so this is another test that was developed to check for that. So what I found is that there's no one way that works for everyone, but different people will find great success with different methods, and sometimes it takes a combination of various methods for them to find the results that they need. It may be a quick process, or it may take several years to really uncover which foods are causing the problems for a certain individual.
But I'll just mention before we go on to the next caller, and I think Dr. Zhang has something he wants to say as well, that one of the reasons we have Dr. Osair and Dr. Zhang on today is the naturopathic school is, or the naturopathic clinic is putting on a community clinic for chronic pain and chronic migraines. So those of you listening today, we'll give a little bit of the information on that by the end of the program. Dr. Zhang, did you want to say something in addition about?
Yes, we need to the last corner. You know, he said he noticed every time he ate something wrong, he'll notice something like a reaction on his tongue. That's exactly what we described. Not only maybe some maybe rashes, pimples comes out of your tongue. Probably if you look at your tongue coat, you know, there's maybe thick layer of that. Because that's how we describe, you know, and also that's how when people come in, we are taking a look at, you know, how the tongue looks like. If the coating becomes very thick, greasy, probably there's some food you're not to agree with your body, you know. Your body not agree with, you know, cause stagnation.
It seems like tongue diagnosis is a big part of evaluating digestive health from a Chinese perspective.
Yeah, yes, big part of that.
Let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say in regards to the lady with the mental health question that it's really a standard medical practice in Western medicine to call chronic pain patients mentally ill and to give them low doses of, and in addition to that, to give them low doses of antidepressant to treat their chronic pain. And then I wanted to say that I have been an inclusion assistant for a couple of years. And so for things like when people injure their backs and people say, why does my back still hurt? You know, there are things you can do, like you can cut off the top of a Palmolive bottle and pee into it instead of sitting on a toilet for women, or stop wearing your underwear because the elastic's too tight, and look at the things around you, like your sink is too low and you're bending over it and just re-ripping some of your areas or throwing them out. And I just wanted to add that there's things that doctors don't always look at in Western medicine, and I just had those comments, so thank you.
Thank you for the call. And Dr. Zhang, there's some other things in Chinese medicine that I think most people in the West don't even know are part of Chinese medicine other than acupuncture, like cupping and moxibustion, and I'm imagining those are things that are also useful for pain management.
Oh, yes, cupping and moxibustion and some other, like sometimes you need maybe tuina, you know.
That's Chinese massage?
Yeah, kind of like a Chinese massage. And in addition to those, we have Chinese herb medicine part. You know, that's a big part too.
Mm-hmm.
Because acupuncture, you know, a lot of times we notice, you know, we would love to give our patient, you know, every day. But here, you know, it's kind of impossible, you know, like time-wise and financial-wise. So a lot of times also we prepare some herb medicine, like a kind of mixture of herbs. Either you make tea or maybe gave you the, you know, powder or granules, we call it, or maybe some, you know, capsule or tablet. People take those kind of, you know, stuff home, then still do the same thing like the acupuncture does, help your body to move the energy, get rid of the blockage. Yes, that's a big part too.
And Dr. Osair, going back to our last caller, do you have any thoughts on people inappropriately being labeled as having mental disorders or having problems because of chronic pain?
Absolutely. What often happens in those cases is that the person has chronic pain and they've been through all the pain medications that that Western medicine has to offer, and finally, as Dr. Zhang said earlier, nothing works anymore. And frankly, a lot of times their doctors just, they don't know what else to do. They don't have any other options to offer their patients, and they are doing the best that they can, and the next step for them is to assume that it's stress-related and that perhaps an antidepressant or some other sort of psychotropic-type drug will be effective for them. And so that's their next step of what to try. Now, fortunately for naturopathic physicians, we have a huge, huge, vast amount of options that we can continue to try for our patients. And as the caller was discussing, with different options of posture and clothing and lifestyle changes of what you do in your daily life, those are all things that we can help guide a patient to change, to try to investigate what will really help them the best. And I have yet to run out of options for things that I can offer for my patients, and that's something I'm very, very grateful for.
Well, speaking of options, perhaps this is a good time to talk about the community clinic that the naturopathic college is offering and what it involves.
Sure. The National College of Naturopathic Medicine is a college here in Portland, and we often will offer community clinics on the weekends for the community to come on in and try out what we do at a low cost. And we usually have a focus for those clinics. And this weekend we have a focus of chronic pain and migraine. And we're offering this clinic at our Pettigrove Classical Chinese Medicine Clinic. And that's located at 2232 Northwest Pettigrove here in Portland. And we have two clinics at the Naturopathic College. One of them is this clinic in Pettigrove, and one of them is in downtown Portland on First Avenue. The Pettigrove Classical Chinese Medicine Clinic usually has mostly Chinese medicine shifts, but this weekend at the community clinic shift, we will have both naturopathic and Chinese medicine consultations. So that's this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And if callers are interested in attending, you can call 503-552-1552 to make an appointment.
And I think maybe you could also mention the cost, since it is, I know that the clinics are quite a reduced rate for people, and I'm sure there's people with chronic pain who probably don't have insurance, for instance, who might be interested.
Absolutely. For a comprehensive Chinese medicine visit, it'll cost only $20 if you come this weekend. And for the half-hour naturopathic consultation, it'll be just a $10 cost for that visit this weekend.
Well, it was great having you both. We'll definitely leave the information for those of you who didn't get it over the air at the front desk, in case listeners want to call later and find out more about the community clinic. So we were talking today with Dr. Zhang and Dr. Oser, and please stay tuned for the Dirtbag and the rest of the Monday morning radio zine.
Just about 10:30, you're tuned to Community Radio, KBOO. Coming right up, it's Earthwatch.